WXLK HD. Rono.
Good morning, it's your K92 morning thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. Good morning, Miss Monica.
Happy hump day, all. Good morning.
We are now currently going up the hump to get over the hump to get to the weekend, the extended Memorial Day weekend.
I know, I'm ready for it.
Makes the weekend even better when you know you get an extra day.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot about it until yesterday. And someone was like, oh, so, you know, Memorial Day. And I'm like, oh. Memorial Day.
How do you forget about such things? I have every Monday off from work circled in my calendar from now until 2035. One thing that you need to circle, not on your calendar, but on your clock, 7 o'clock, K92 Secret Sound. We're going to let you know what time to call in to be caller number 19 and win $5,000.
And wouldn't that set off your weekend? Wouldn't that set off the week, the rest of the week? Just take
it definitely would.
I think you just call out of work. You'd be like, hey, I'm not coming in. I just won $5,000 with K92. So I'll see y'all, you know.
I wouldn't tell them.
Huh?
Don't tell them
you won.
No, you just say.
You say, I'm out. I heard you on the radio. They got $5,000.
But yeah, so at 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, those are your two chances to win $5,000 with your K92 Secret Sound. We also have a brand new ladies' room at 7:20 this morning.
Tony, she reached out to the thing, and her boyfriend, he has a special request. Something to spice up the relationship, and she doesn't know what to do, how to handle it.
Oh, so, this is going to go well.
It gets a little saucy in the ladies' room today.
All right, so we have that at 7:20. And coming up next on the thing, Netflix. They're cracking down starting today. We're going to talk about it next on K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing's trending news.
Your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. Netflix is here.
Uh-huh.
And it's always been here, but now they are cracking down on passwords. It started last night, and there's going to increase and increase. So if you haven't received your scolding from Netflix yet, it's coming soon, Monica. So from here on out, anyone using your Netflix account will be charged $7.99.
So
anyone living outside of your home to use your account, that's going to be another $8 on your account. Well, that's the shared plan.
Okay, the shared plan.
That's the shared plan. Premium subscribers can add up to two non-household members.
Okay.
While standard plan subscribers can only add one.
And their fee doesn't drop. Like, our fee doesn't drop. It doesn't, what is it now, like $14.99? I don't know. It just comes out.
I think it's up to $16 at this point or something. What do you mean it doesn't
like,
drop?
So we have, like, if you pay for Netflix, it's like $14.99.
Okay.
Or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And then, so if you add two people, they have to pay the seven.
I mean, it goes to your account. It goes to your account to be able to allow other people to use.
Okay, so they need to pay me $14.99.
They would have to pay you. Primary account holders will have to set a household location on their devices.
Okay.
And although you'll still be able to use the account when you travel, you will just have to use this device with this login.
Gotcha.
And you'll have to re-log in from your household location once every 30 days.
Okay. All right. So I'll add two people, but I'm going to charge $25.
But then I think they can get their own at that point, Monica.
Well, that's for them to decide. But if they're just, you know, too lazy about it, $25.
I'm telling you what's going to happen to me, because I don't watch a lot of Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I watch it every once in a while, but I know I'm going to go 30 days without getting on Netflix. And then the next time I want to use it, I'm going to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's not going to let me log in.
Yep. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
So I need to finish Beef now.
Uh-huh.
I need to finish Firefly Lane. I got to watch them all before I have to spend $25 because Monica's going to charge me out the wazoo.
Do you want to be just a little smarter than your friends? Yeah! It's time for K92's Random Facts of the Day.
You're listening to your K92 Morning Thing. And Monica, the question of the day. There is a federal law that bans us from putting what on any kind of currency. What is your guess?
You're talking about the pictures or whatever face. I'm going with kids.
We can't put kids on there?
No one over under the age of 60.
That's funny. No, but you're kind of close.
Uh-huh.
So there's a federal law that bans living people from being featured on any currency. So no matter how great we think they are, no matter what they've done, as long as they are alive, they cannot be on a coin, a dollar bill, or anything.
That means you can't spend yourself.
Exactly, and that's exactly what they want. They said that it's a tradition that was started to avoid the appearance of a monarchy. So basically saying, this one person's in charge of everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is it, Kim Jong-un or something?
Yes.
He has his own currency. He has his own face. He has face all over, plaster over everything.
I would love to put my face on money. And I don't want it to be like on a $100 bill. I would like a $3 bill, something new.
Something new?
Something new. Okay. Yeah, the $3 bill.
Now I want a 20. I want to see my face.
Somebody, we already got somebody on the 20.
I know. Take them off.
You don't even know who it is. You're trying to take off that president. Let's see. The opposite of Stockholm Syndrome. First off, are you familiar with Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes, where you just like you really invested in your kidnapper or person that you're, you know, held up by. Yep.
That's when hostages start to sympathize with the kidnappers.
Fall in love with them sometimes.
Yep. Well, the opposite of the Stockholm Syndrome is the Lima Syndrome, L-I-M-A.
Maybe
Lima. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The Lima Syndrome. And that's when the kidnappers wind up sympathizing with their hostages.
Oh.
How does that work? You have kidnapped them.
Yeah.
Once you start to sympathize, don't you let them go at that point?
Not that much. It's like you're still waiting for the money, you know?
Or maybe the kidnappers fall in love with them and now they can't let them go because they have to be together forever. No, you want to be here. And if you are trying to cut calories out of your diet.
Always.
I have something for you that's one third the amount of a cup of celery. All you have to do is eat a cup of live jellyfish. That's it. A cup of live jellyfish, they provide just 5 total calories.
Oh, so you're trying to help us out. So beach season, going to the beach. Beach season,
if you want to fit in that bikini, fit in that bathing suit, trunk, whatever.
Yeah.
You go out there and eat you some jelly beans now. I mean, jelly beans. Jellyfish.
Yeah, or some jelly beans. Jelly beans
would do the opposite. Jelly beans are not healthy. But yeah, a cup of live jellyfish, only 5 calories.
Okay. I mean, they look like 5 calories.
I think they would be delicious.
You think so?
If they are edible, I think they'd be good.
They gotta be marinated and soaked in something.
I'm thinking cotton candy.
Oh, balsamic.
Put some balsamic on your jelly.
I can see, yes.
All right, Myrtle Beach, here we go.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Oh, snap, Monica Brooks. It's almost Memorial Day weekend, which means all of the local pools are about to open up.
Yeah.
About to go out there and get a little swim on, diving board and everything.
Uh-huh. Yep. I went swimming over the weekend.
Look at you getting it in early.
Look.
Always, Monica.
Learning to swim.
Monica always have to be first access. You have to be there first. She's always VIP.
She probably
jumped over a gate. Well, Monica, the next time you're at the pool, here are a few pool etiquette rules.
Okay.
You know.
We need those.
Yeah, so that we're not causing fights or anything. Using the pool as a toilet, please do not do that. A lot of people say it's okay. You can just pee in there. The chlorine will clear it up. We'll disinfect it, sterilize it, whatever. Let's just not do that.
But you already know with kids.
Have you ever peed in the pool? I definitely have. As a kid, I probably did when I was in college. If we're being honest here, I couldn't make it. I had too much to drink. It's just.
But I assume like whenever I see kids in a pool, that's all urine. Yeah.
Do not hog the lounge chairs. It's okay if you want to show up early to get the best spots. Like that's fine. But Monica, don't use towels, books, and bags to hold your spot. Leave to go get lunch and come back.
But what if you have friends coming? Okay.
No, you can't. They have to be there.
Is there a limit on how many friends you can have and hold seats?
You can't hold any seats at the pool. I'm sorry. You cannot do it. There are not enough lounge chairs for people to have to wait and you're holding it. This isn't a dance recital. We're in an auditorium. There are probably 15 lounge chairs.
Okay.
You're so selfish. No. Don't let your kids run wild. Yeah. No excessive splashing, including cannonballs, unless there are nobody near you. And don't go inside barefoot. So if you're at the country club, you're at the resort, the hotel.
Just don't walk in barefoot.
Yeah, don't walk in. Don't walk into the building barefoot. You can go into the pool barefoot. But once you get out, if you need to go inside somewhere, put some shoes on your nasty feet.
But seeing the family walk in barefoot, you'd be like, well.
The entire family does it. Drives me insane. Now, that's fun for leisure activities. Video games is also something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, and you may enjoy this because Korean scientists, they're working on a video game that will adjust the difficulty levels based off of your emotions.
Based off of how I feel.
Yes, how you feel. So if you're struggling with the game will, you know, adjust.
Is it going to make it easier?
A little easier.
Okay.
Since that you're stressed out, the game will change.
I have changed my mindset on video games.
Okay.
Because normally when I would get video games, I'd want to beat it on the hardest level. Mm-hmm. I'd want to prove that I could beat it on the hardest level.
Right.
And then one day I woke up and said, who the hell am I proving this to? So now it's on the beginning level. No matter what I play, it's on the easiest level. Madden, I'm winning 100-2.
Okay.
It's just, but
that's all right. That's all right.
I would love a video game that changed based off of how I was feeling.
Yeah. And then you have to, like, after that you play the game, you have to read it and say, what does this say about me?
That's
my
exactly.
emotions.
And it gets sent right to my therapist, and now we have to talk about my Call of Duty score. You're listening to Your Thing in the Morning, and Monica is admitting that she doesn't know her parents at all.
I'm learning things. Every year, there's something new.
Every
year, there's something big that I find out that I learn. Like my mom being a junior. I had no idea that she's a junior, you know? So I was like, okay, I don't know any other female juniors.
And that's crazy, because I remember when you told me that, and I'm like, oh, I guess it makes sense that women can be juniors too. You just never hear that. It's always like the second or the third or something.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I realized looking at my birth certificate that where was my dad born? Because it says Virginia. That's it.
On your birth certificate?
Yes. Yeah, it says, listed, you know, they list your parents and where they're born.
Now I need to look up my birth certificate.
Yeah, look at it.
So I think I know where my mother is born, but now I'm just curious to see if it just says Virginia.
Yeah, because I want to know. Maybe that is a thing. Maybe it just says Virginia. You can text in to 52353, but I was like, where? What city? Where?
Where do you know where your mother is born? Or was it just like your dad?
D.C.
So you feel confident your mom was born in D.C., but you have no clue.
That's what it says.
That's what it says. But I think that's a common thing, especially with the generation before us. So our parents, like, they're a bunch of liars. My mother, to this day, if you ask me how old she is, I think I know.
I think
I know. But growing up, anytime I would ask my mother, like, hey, mom, how old are you? She'd be like, none of your business, or old enough to do whatever I want. Like, it was never, I'm 35, I'm 42, I'm 71.
And years go by, and you'd be like, how old is my mom?
I have no clue. Like, right now, I am not 100% certain. I have a strong guess on how old my mother is.
Yes.
But I do not know because they lie and they don't share that information.
I need you to look at your birth certificate. I want to know details like later on. Like, you know, where was your mom born?
Now, I know my mother was born.
And how old is she?
I feel confident my mother was born in Danville, Virginia.
Okay.
I feel 100% confident in
that. But the year?
I don't know what year she was born. It could have been 1942. It could have been 1812. Who has any idea? If you have unanswered questions about your parents, text in now, 52353, name and town. We can give you a fake answer to help you sleep at night.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
A pet psychologist says that if your dog is resting right now, let them finish that dream because they're most likely dreaming about you. They're dreaming about their owners, their face, your smell, about pleasing you or just getting on your nerves. They're dreaming about that. Let them finish out that dream.
Why would we care to let them finish out a dream that they could experience in reality? I'm already here. And I do have a question.
Yes.
Because I've never owned a pet for a substantial amount of time. Definitely not a dog. I had a snake for a while. But I don't think there are many dog owners that are waking up their dog. That they're going out of their way to be like, come on, wake on up. I don't think that's happening.
If they're on schedule, especially, you know,
to take them out to the bathroom and things like
and
that.
Eating and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, waking up your pet. But no, just let them dream.
So they are saying that they dream. This is how smart dogs are. They are dreaming about what they already have in real life because they miss us that much.
And they're just awesome. Doesn't make you want to kiss your pet.
that's happening anyway.
Yeah.
I did see a meme the other day about dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And they said that if cats had access to cell phones, they would never respond to your text. But if dogs had access to cell phones, they would double and triple text you with a bunch of emojis.
Are you okay?
Are you all right?
Like a lab. Just
do you still like me? Oh, that would stress me out so much. Oh, but like Monica said, if your dog's asleep, let them dream about what they could have in real life because that makes sense. But what does make sense, the K92 secret sound that's coming up next, 7:15, your chance at $5,000. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
K92's Monica and Antoine in the ladies' room. I mean, I have to start this out by saying warning. Not for the littles. Okay. This conversation can get a little risque.
All right, this is a grown-up conversation in a ladies' room.
Yeah, this is for grown folk.
Okay.
Okay, because Tony reached out to the thing, and she says that her boyfriend, he wants to spice up their relationship by adding someone else.
Oh, okay.
To the picture. Bringing someone else in.
Add to the party.
Yep. So we have Tony on the phone
now. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
All right, Tony. Yeah. So tell us, your man wants to spice life up a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the main reason for the ladies' room, yes. My boyfriend wants a threesome, and, like, we've been together for 2 years, and, like, he just asked me, like, and I don't know what to do with that request. Like, I never thought we needed to spice things up in that way.
Right.
You know, but, like, can I tell y'all that, like, he just asked me while we were in the Arby's drive-thru. Like, it wasn't even at home.
Hey, listen, I will say that's probably a question that takes a lot of confidence to build up. And while you guys are sitting in the drive-thru, he probably said, well, this is the best time to do it. I finally got my confidence up, and he just blurted. It could
have
been there.
Felt right at the drive-through line.
I mean, it could have been a vacation Bible school, so at least he chose an Arby's.
Yeah, that's true.
No, like, he said it like it wasn't a big deal, you know? And, like, I got mad because he would ask so, like, randomly, and then, like confused. Like, it isn't a big deal. Like, it isn't a biggie. Like, really? I think it is. Like, I don't know. How should I take it?
Well, I would feel that is that's a conversation to have at home. I agree. It shouldn't be the drive-through line.
I mean, they were themselves, though, so it doesn't matter if they're at home or in the car. Other people weren't around,
you know,
though.
Like, what was the conversation beforehand? Like, you know, were y'all talking about a movie? You know?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
maybe it was the movie that sparked the thought. Now, is this something that you guys had ever talked about before, or that was the first time he ever brought up, you know, adding a third person to your relationship?
No, this is the first time. This is the first time.
Okay.
First time's always awkward for anything.
Well, but 2 years in, I think he should know her well enough. Like, she's probably not going to respond well in the drive-thru line as I bring this up for the first time. Mm. Yeah. I mean, but you can text in to 52353. Give your thoughts, your opinions on Tony's situation in the ladies' room.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
K92's ladies' room. First, I have to say Josh from Roanoke. Yeah, we played that song, that last song. That's a little juicy for this topic.
Yeah, Josh from Roanoke texted in saying that the song was a little messy from Chris Brown, Under the Influence.
Yeah, because we have Tony in the ladies' room. She's having issues with, well, I shouldn't say issues, but her boyfriend, he wants, of 2 years, he wants to involve someone else in their relationship.
Yeah,
bring someone else in the bedroom.
He requested a third person to join their bedroom. And so we have Amanda on the phone right now. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
All right, Amanda, what do you think Tony should do in this situation?
Well, I think she should run.
Okay. just get away from it, huh?
Why do you say that?
Well, in my opinion, this is just my personal opinion. I don't want any feelings hurt. I think it takes a complete 5 years to learn to know somebody completely.
Uh-huh.
And in 5 years, you know, I think you really get to learn their behaviors and who they are. So in 2 years, you know, he's just getting a little comfortable in saying what he wants. And if this is the first time he's saying, hey, I'd like to have someone in the bedroom, if she doesn't have any trust issues now, she will.
Okay.
And in my personal experience, after I had a third person come in, you know, I was hurt. I was checking his phone. I was worried about where he was going. Like, it completely ruined what we had.
Now, so the relationship dissolved because of that.
Now, Amanda, asking on the timeline that you gave, when you participated in this, was it within that 5 years or was it after the 5 years?
It was after the 5 years.
And so the 5 years didn't make much of a difference as far as your mental health in regards to the relationship and the trust with your partner.
That's correct.
All right. So, Tony.
All right. Well,
thank you.
So, thank you so much for calling in, Amanda. So, Tony, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
And so what Amanda basically said was, listen, everything has to be 100% before you even involve yourself in it, because
just know the risks that come with that.
Your head's going to go all over the place.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Yeah. You thinking it's a no?
You know, honestly, I'm not going to just like leave it. It's just the conversation. So like, I love him, but you know, I'm going to try to see if we can work things out.
Okay.
I will say this, though. To his credit, he did ask for it.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't. It wasn't something that he held on to and one of those fantasies or things that he wanted that he was too nervous to bring up to you.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, this is something I'm interested in. How do you feel about it? This is who I am. So he deserves some credit for being honest.
Yeah.
And being open about it.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to do it, then definitely do not do it. But I don't necessarily. We're getting text messages into 52353, and someone says that the man is cheating. He got someone on the side, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't necessarily mean it, because he's asking, let's do it now.
Yeah.
He might already have somebody in mind.
You know what?
that is bartender
true.
From
you know what?
The vault.
When he walks through the door. There's dolls. You can order a realistic looking doll and just hold hands with that doll as he opened the door, and be like, hey, compromise.
That's not fair.
What?
Because if either
trying to brainstorm some ideas.
Either she gives him what he wants, or he accepts that she doesn't want to do it. If he compromises, both people are gonna be unhappy and that relationship's gonna end anyway.
Then put Margaret away.
Margaret's her name. All right, Tony, will you keep us up to date? All right, because
now
we're invested.
Yeah, thank you. I'm good.
Thank you for coming on the ladies' room. Okay, right. 92.
We have the secret celebrity that's coming up next on The Thing. You're listening to your K92 Morning Thing. It's currently 51 in Roanoke, 55 in Lynchburg, 48 in the NRV, but maybe 100 degrees in the ladies' room because that was pretty hot today. But let's say good morning to Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
All right, it's time for today's secret celebrity. How are you doing this morning, Kim?
I'm doing good.
Do you have any big plans for Memorial Day weekend?
No, not really.
But if she wins this gift card, she says, I will.
Yeah, we're going to give you $50 from Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
You can go wherever you want to go, buy you some burgers. Shoot. All right, but all you have to do is correctly identify today's secret celebrity. I'm going to give you a description, and you just scream out the answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, today's secret celebrity is a friend of mine. She's been through a lot lately, but when she saw me, she smiled because I was wearing my vintage Mickey Mouse Club t-shirt. And so it's good to see her smile, because it's always tough when your ex makes a breakup song about you that goes like platinum. So I took her to Vegas and it was fun because she loved playing blackjack. And every time she was playing blackjack, she would tell the dealer to hit me, baby, one more time. All right, Kim, who is today's secret celebrity?
Britney Spears.
Yeah! It is the one and only Britney Spears.
Brit.
I actually had to look up to see if she was still in the Mickey Mouse Club. I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I knew Justin was.
And what? Yes, a bunch of them. Christina Aguilera and all of them, yeah.
Demi Lovato was on Barney. I always think that she was on there. But yeah, Kim, it's all about you. Congratulations.
Yep, you got that $50 Kroger gift card so you can grill up a dog. You know, a hot dog.
What's your favorite thing to eat at a cookout, Kim?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
A hamburger. How you cooking it, though? Like medium well?
Uh-oh.
Well done.
Depends.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, good answer.
She's
you know what?
I don't need your judgment, Monica.
No, that's all right. You also get a 4-pack of tickets to party in Elmwood, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So at Elmwood Park, every Thursday, all season long, all summer long, there's going to be concerts for you to attend, you and three of your friends. Thank you so much for playing with your K92 Morning.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Taylor Lautner from Twilight.
Team Jacob.
The actor, he's saying, you know what? Stop with all the hateful comments online. Social media bullies.
Oh, just in general?
Just in general. He says that he decided to jump back on Instagram and post a little picture because, you know, he said, I was feeling good about myself. I went for a run, feeling good, staying healthy. I felt both, you know, physically and mentally, I'm getting there. And right when he hopped on Instagram, after he posted a video, someone started commenting and saying, oh, he didn't age well.
Oh.
Look at him. Look at his hairline. Making those nasty comments. And he says, now I realize why I stay off social media.
And that is so unnecessary as I am.
And he looks good, by the way.
As I am Googling Taylor Lautner to see if he did, in fact, not age well.
He looks good, I think.
All right, let's see where we go here. Calls out somebody saying he did not age well.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying
to see. He's like, dang, you know.
But people, he looks the same.
He looks the exact.
Now, I will say this. He does not look as strong as he did.
Well, he had to work out all the time to stay.
When he was a werewolf.
Yes, he was a wolf. He was a wolf, so he had to look the part of a wolf, I guess.
Have you ever watched the Twilight movies?
Yes.
Were you team Edward or team Jacob?
Jacob.
And why were you team Jacob? You didn't like the vampire. He was too sad, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was always somewhere. He was like, covered in glitter.
What did he sound like?
He was like, I'm so sad. Where are you at, Bella? Bella, I love you.
You know what? I'm curious. Text in right now. 52353. Were you team Edward or team Jacob? I feel that as we've gotten older, more people are team Edward now than they were then.
Okay.
But I'm curious. 52353.
And the thing with the wolves, I used to always wonder, like, okay, y'all going to just pop out of your clothes and then appear dressed? They have a little pocket, little pouch on their...
You did too much research.
What?
I want to point this out.
We all did that research. Didn't you wonder?
I never crossed my mind.
How they got dressed so fast? Okay,
until just now.
Okay.
Never crossed my mind how these werewolves got dressed. We have a secret sound clue coming up for you at 8:30. We want to help you win $5,000. But don't forget to text in 52353. Team Edward or Team Jacob. Text in now 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. And let me know. Are there rules to what you can and cannot donate at Goodwill? Because, Monica, I realized on accident, by mistake, I donated a couple of pair of my underwear.
Mm-mm.
A couple pair.
A couple pair.
So how is a couple pair on accident if it's just a couple pair?
So what happened was, and just to be clear, they were my underwear. Not underwear that I purchased and never wore. They were boxers that I used to wear. Because I don't wear boxers as much. I'm more of a boxer briefs person.
So you just let the person know that's wearing underwear.
So what happened, I was cleaning out the closet. I had a bag that was for Goodwill. It was shirts and jeans and shorts, like the normal stuff. And then I had another bag that was stuff that I just was going to throw away. So it was like boxers and t-shirts that I might not have felt like donating, whatever. Yeah. And somehow I got confused on which bag was which bag. And I ended up donating the bag with the drawers in it. And then I look at my Jeep and I got the regular bag back there. And I'm like, whoopsies.
Yeah. Yep. Your drawers.
But the more I think about this, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a bad thing that I'm donating my underwear because the underwear, they've been on my skin.
Yep.
The shirts, they've been on my skin.
Yeah.
Skin to skin.
But the lower half, it's a little different. And then on top of that, the staff has to go through your underwear and say, okay, did he just donate underwear? So they had to pick up your drawers.
They were clean, though. They were not
but they don't know.
Out of the hamper. They were drawers from the closet. They were folded up.
Did you put a little note? They're nice and clean.
No, because I thought they were going to the dumpster. I just, in my head, right, people need underwear as well. Like when they go, when somebody goes to Goodwill, they go thrift shopping, because I've done it before, I'm looking for a variety of things. So maybe somebody walks by and says, that's a nice pair of boxers right there. Let me grab that for Father's Day.
Oh,
give it as
that's
a
sending a message though.
So I'm completely off base. Like yes, I'm wrong yes, for this.
Well, you didn't mean to.
I don't feel bad about it though. It was done by mistake, but now I fully support what I did.
Because you were thinking about it. You're like, you know what? Whoever's wearing my underwear, that's because they're wearing them because they really needed my drawers.
Exactly. I am here to help.
And luckily you didn't write your name in them. You know.
So Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, I ain't got my name.
Okay, all right.
Text in 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Is there anyone out there that supports me in donating?
I worked in retail.
Underwear.
I had someone return some underwear. They were used. They were used. I'm like, no, that's a no.
Let me know if you support me, but also let us know if I'm in the wrong and I'm just dumb. The question of the day is it okay to donate underwear to Goodwill?
Used underwear.
Used underwear.
Yeah.
Because I accidentally did it, but the more I've thought about it, the more I stand on it that it's okay to do that.
It's okay, so you would do it again.
I would do it again. It touched my skin, my shirt.
You would take your drawers off right now and donate them.
Hey. I feel like that's a lot, but I would.
All right.
I would,
all
but
right.
There's a text in to 52353 that says, I would rather go commando, in case you didn't know, that's drawless, than wear someone else's underwear. I mean, they were clean. I washed them before they were donated. Let's see what Lauren thinks about this. Good morning, Lauren.
Morning.
All right, Lauren. How do you feel? How do you feel about me accidentally donating my underwear to Goodwill?
I think you're okay. I think it's okay. I think there's no difference in donating your underwear, your boxers especially, than donating a bathing suit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or bra, which people do.
People do. I feel like I see it with kids, you know, bathing suits and stuff like that. But kids are kids.
For
and,
sure.
But the kids are, you know, already just, you
but
know.
Lauren, but Monica, Lauren also said bras. I didn't realize that was a thing. But bras, like, because you guys get all sweaty and
bras
stuff.
Bras are very expensive.
They are expensive.
You pay $60 for it, you take it to the Goodwill.
Yeah, so Monica.
A bra, but something about but the men. I mean, you like to, you know what? Antoine likes to run. You know what I'm saying? He likes to run all the time.
Maybe not your running boxers. Maybe those
are not. Wait a minute. Hold on. We are not going to discriminate against my casual draws.
Your jogging draws.
And my workout
draws. That's what that is.
Wow, I can't even argue that. I don't shave those lotion. All right, you know what? We're done with this conversation. Thank you so much for calling in, Lauren. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's rare that I lose an argument to Monica, but I cannot argue. My jogging draws. You're right.
Yep, yep.
Nobody wants those.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Kraft Singles is changing its packaging.
They're changing the packaging,
yes,
okay?
Yes, because people have been complaining for years. Well, one thing. If you look at Kraft Singles, it's not good cheese, first of all.
Don't you shade
all right,
Kraft
I shaded
Singles.
It. Yes, I don't like it. It's not real. It's kid cheese.
Uh-huh.
You know? Well, and on the package, you would see, like, the cheese and a glass of milk. It wasn't really appealing. Well, now they have a grilled cheese sandwich. They said they want to show you, you know, what you can do with this cheese. You can make a sandwich with it, right?
I thought that you were saying that they were changing how you get into the cheese.
Oh, well, they're changing that as well.
They're changing how you open everything.
Yes. So they're changing how you open it up. So that it's easier, so they have a thicker plastic flap for you to open the cheese.
When they make a movie about my life, there's going to be a good 15 to 20 minute portion or an entire episode, because it's probably going to be a Lifetime movie or a Hallmark movie. There's going to be an entire episode about my love for Kraft cheese.
Yes.
And then how it ended up making me hate cheese forever. Because, Monica, let me tell you, because, you know, right now, I'm not a big fan of cheese.
No.
Cheese is a plus one. I never invite it to my party, but if a hamburger brings cheese, like, hey, I brought cheese with me. All right, cool. Let him in. He can hang out. When I was a kid, though, cheese was number one.
Uh-huh.
I would go to the refrigerator, open it up, and I would get those singles of cheese.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Open them in the middle. You know how the plastic have you open up a little sandwich bag.
Yep.
Open it in the middle, and then I would just eat it around the corners and just...
So good.
And then I'd grab another one, I'd do it again, and then I'd grab a third one, and I did it so much that I became nauseous and threw up.
Oh, and that was it?
Once I threw up, let me tell you, cheese coming back up
is
not as
good
as cheese going down. And ever since then, I'm just like, I don't need it.
You ate a lot of cheese that day.
Monica, I destroyed some cheese.
Oh, gosh.
I just went through it. And my mother was upset, too, because it wasn't cheap. But yeah.
You ate all those singles.
That's when cheese became a plus one.
Well, okay, now we understand.
When I threw it up. So now you support me?
Yeah, well, I mean, you ate Kraft Singles, though, too. And you open up those plastic wraps.
Yeah,
you probably ate a couple of those plastic wraps.
It
tastes like the cheese.
I just ate it all. I might not have opened it. You're right. I might have just put it all in my mouth.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.